It's Here and Now, and it's time now for another installment of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Travis Holcomb is back with us. He's a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. And Travis, it is only November, but you are already thinking about 2014.
You know what? I feel like December especially, people are going to have end-of-the-year list fatigue pretty soon. So I thought we'd get a jump on things and go ahead and start looking forward toward the first quarter of 2014.
Get ahead of the curve. Well, let's get to one artist that you wanted us to hear. This is Izzy Bizou. Her mother is Ethiopian. Her father is English. Here is her song, White Tiger, the Star Slinger Remix. What should we know about Izzy Bizou?
Well, Izzy Bizou is a 19-year-old singer-songwriter from London. She first came onto my radar through that song that you played, the Star Slinger remix. I follow Star Slinger on SoundCloud, so anything he posts, I check out. But I had never heard of Izzy Bizou like a month ago. And when I heard her voice, I was like, wow, who is this? So I went, sort of did like a reverse search and found Izzy Bizou's EP, and it just blew me away. She's just got such a catchy voice, and there's like a hint of innocence in her voice, too, that's very endearing.
And White Tiger, the Star Slinger remix, sounds like something you might hear in a dance club, maybe even a dance club in London. But this next piece has a very different sound. Let's listen to Butterfly. Quite a range, Travis.
Yeah, Butterfly is probably more representative of what you'd find on her EP. It's very simple arrangements. It's basically just either a keyboard or an acoustic guitar, but she is just at the forefront doing all the heavy lifting with her voice, and she just had me spellbound the first time I heard her voice.
I want to move next to a band that a lot of people have heard of and have heard plenty of. That would be U2. They haven't released anything in a few years, but they're going to be collaborating with the indie producer Danger Mouse. First of all, tell us about that.
Well, news of this collaboration has sort of been in the ether for 5 or 6 years or so. And U2 is a group that's obviously been really successful in the past, but they haven't really generated a whole lot of excitement, I would say, in the last probably 15 years. So getting someone on board like Danger Mouse, who has a lot of indie cred, really brings a lot of excitement toward the new project.
And let's listen to the first track from this collaboration. This is called Ordinary Love.
We can
I definitely hear U2 there. I also hear kind of a Broken Bells sound, and of course Danger Mouse is part of that band as well.
Yeah, well, he co-wrote that track along with co-producing it, so it's definitely got his fingerprint on the song, Ordinary Love.
And Broken Bells, by the way, is about to release a new album, right?
That's correct. In January, James Mercer, who is of the Shins and Danger Mouse, will be putting out a new album called After the Disco. And we've been playing their new song, Holding On for Life, here at KCRW a lot. Just been getting a really good reception on it. But it sounds a lot different than the previous album. There's definitely a lot more of a 80s synth pop feel to it, which was some, like an element that definitely wasn't in the first album.
Well, let's take a listen.
There's a part in the song where James Mercer has a bit of a Barry Gibb of the Bee Gees sound to his voice. That's the first song on the new album, so probably a decent indication of what direction they're heading in for the new Broken Bells album.
Well, let's get to one last group that you are thinking about. This is Deluxe. The song is Better at Making Time. What catches your ear here, Travis? What do you like about this?
It's just, it's dancey. It's got sort of like a tropical post-punk feel that kind of reminds me of the Talking Heads, which is a group that I really love.
It does sound kind of like Talking Heads.
Yeah.
Well, what should we know about Deluxe?
Well, Deluxe is an LA duo comprised of Sean Guerin and Isaac Franco, who are both only 22 years old. They were recently signed to a label called Innovative Leisure, which is becoming like an indie juggernaut in and of itself. They've already put out albums by Hani El-Khatib, A La La's, and Classics. And this particular release by Deluxe is available as a free download. Their full length is coming out sometime in the spring.
Travis Holcomb is a DJ at KCRW, bringing us some music to look forward to in 2014. Travis, thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And if you, like me, are going to go and buy all of the songs that we just heard, you can find a list of them at our website, hereandnow.org. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now. Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art with Amy Silman, a 25-year retrospective of the artist's vivid abstract paintings and intimate drawings, ICABoston.org.